is where that stuff goes south. Because the word holy in English, if you go look it up, it almost always will have a religious connotation. And the idea is morally blameless. Got it? Say morally, y'all awake? Morally blameless. Like you did perfectly right, morally speaking. The idea that suffering, going through hardship and loving God anyway, and you know, that kind of thing, and you would just endure it, and but you love God, and somehow that perfects your holiness. And the problem is, again, that definition, the way we look at holy. When you look in the text, the word translated holy, I believe it's 229 times this word is used, is hagios. And it's an adjective, which is odd that you have, usually you have a noun or a verb being the primary usage. This one is the adjective that's the primary usage. And of those 229 times, about 25% of the time, the word is translated saints. Yeah, how does that work? Right? Yeah. How can you have this holy, morally blameless, and then you have it's holy, but then 25% of the time, right at that, it's translated saints, like people. And then we have this word for saints. Well, what does that mean? Well, in order to get at that, you have to define holy. And holy has, interestingly enough, has about three different nouns that go along with it, with the idea of the state of holiness or a place being holy. The verb, which is used more than those other three or four words altogether, is hagiadzo. Hagiadzo. So you have this adjective, hagios, all those times, 229 times. And most of the time, most every time, there's about three or four that aren't translated holy, or it's translated saint or saints. What does it mean? If it's not talking about being morally blameless, that idea of perfection in our actions, what does it mean? The word hagios means to be designated or distinguished. In other words, it's, quote, special. Say special. All y'all are so special. It's special to be distinguished or designated. The word is used to describe, in the Greek, the word is used to describe like a temple or a place of worship. So you walk into town, this, see if this sounds familiar. You walk into a town, you drive, in this case you would drive into a town, right? You walk into a town and all of the buildings pretty much look sort of similar, except one. And that one stands out because it's designed differently. It is distinguished, it is distinctive because it is a, quote, temple or a place of worship. As you go around, especially in the rural towns, especially, and if you go back in time in this country, you could go into any town and know which one was the church. Why? Because it had a steeple on it. Yeah, you could see it. You could see it from a great distance. It was specifically designed. It was designated as being special. It was for a completely different reason than the other buildings. It wasn't about business. It wasn't about housing. It was about a place that people gathered to acknowledge God in what they did, right? That's this word in the Greek. It was always used for a temple or a place of worship. And again, it was designed to be different than the other buildings. And so are you. That's why Paul says you're the temple of God, and that's the picture that you get there. And what Jesus said, mentioned the verb, hagiadzo. Anybody know what that word, that verb, is normally translated when you look in Scripture? Okay, let's play a game. I'll give you a hint. It's designated, it's different, like it's set apart from all of the other sanctified. Got it, bingo, that's it. The word, the verb, hagiadzo, I think it's 39, maybe two times, something slightly different. I think one time it actually says set apart. The word is normally translated sanctified. And again, here we go. We talk about being sanctified. It's kind of like being holy. Well, that's the verb, right? So somehow we're sanctified. And then we try to figure out, religiously speaking, what that is. And what that is you're special. You are set apart. You are designated by God to be different. You're not just a mere man or woman anymore. You are a child of God. We were at a thing last night that Kenzie was involved with, a dance that is a presentation of praise and worship dancing. And a lady came and was talking, and she said about the word creature. You know, you are a new creation. And she asked the question, you know, what does that mean? And I'm thinking, I didn't say anything, you know. She said, what do you see when you hear creation? And if I had answered the question, I would have said, katesis. That's what I see. What does that mean? She said, you know, it's a new creation completely. Actually, it would best be like it's a new species. You're a different kind of man or woman or child than other men or women or children, because you now have God's life in you, and that has made you completely different. That is what has made you different. That is what makes you, quote, holy,